Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Blade Breaker by Victoria Aveyard. Performed by Natalie Nautis. To those who bend but never break. 1. No choice but death. Corain. The voice echoed as if down a long passage, distant and fading, difficult to make out. But it shuddered within her, a sound as much as a feeling. She felt it in her spine, her ribs, every bone. Her own heartbeat pounded in time with the terrible voice. It spoke no words she knew, but still, Corain understood its anger. His anger. Dimly, Corain wondered if this was death or simply another dream. The roar of what waits called to her through the darkness, clinging, even as warm hands pulled her back to the light. Corain sat up, blinking, gasping for breath, the world rushing back around her. She found herself sitting in water up to her chest. It rippled, a dirty mirror reflecting the oasis town. The Nesri oasis had been beautiful once, filled with green palms and cool shade. The sand dunes were a golden band around the horizon. The kingdom of Abal stretched in every direction, with the red cliffs of the Marjeja to the south, the waves of the Alger and the Long Sea to the north. Nesri was a pilgrim town, built around sacred waters and a temple to Lazrin, its buildings white and green tiled, its streets wide enough for the desert caravans. Now those wide streets were choked with corpses, coiled serpent bodies, and broken soldiers. Corain fought back a wave of revulsion, but continued to look, her eyes passing through the debris. She searched for the spindle, a golden thread spitting a torrent of water and monsters. But nothing stood in its place, not even an echo. No memory of what existed a moment before. Only the broken columns and shattered causeway remained in testament to the Kraken. And, Corain realized, the bloody ruin of a tentacle, cut neatly from the monster as it was forced back into its own realm. It lay among the puddles like a fallen old tree. She swallowed hard and nearly gagged. The water tasted of rot and death and the spindle, gone but for a fading echo, like a ringing in her ears. She tasted blood, too. The blood of Galish soldiers, the blood of sea serpents from another realm, and, of course, her own. So much blood, Corain felt she might drown in it. "But I am a pirate's daughter," she thought, heart pounding. Her mother, the bronzed and beautiful Melis Ann Amarat, grinned in her mind's eye. "We do not drown." "Corain," a voice said, shockingly gentle. She looked up to find Andri standing over her. The blood was on him, too, smeared across his tunic and the familiar blue star. A jolt of panic shot through Corain as she searched his face, his limbs, looking for some terrible wound. She remembered Andri fighting hard, a knight as much as any of the soldiers he slew. After a moment, she knew the blood was not his own. Sighing, she felt some tightness lift from her shoulders. "Corain," Andri said again, his hand working into hers. Without thought, she tightened her grip on his fingers and forced herself to stand on shaking legs. His eyes shone with concern. "I'm fine," Corain bit out, feeling the opposite. Even as she caught her balance, her mind spun, the last few moments washing over her. The spindle, the serpents, the kraken, Valtic's spell, Dom's rage, my own blood on the edge of the sword. She sucked down another gasp of air, trying to center herself. Andri kept his hand on her shoulder, ready to catch her should she fall. Corain would not. She straightened her spine. Her gaze flew to the spindle blade.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?